Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani 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 Ram Goldar, and today Mazakas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Gimel, the seventh parak Hamocher Peros. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Ben Bero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah teaches that a field of hekdesh is redeemed for 50 silver shkalim for each Zerah Chomer Seorim area on which a homer of barley may be planted. If there were ravines 10 tefachim deep or stones 10 tefachim high, they're not measured towards a Zerah Chomer Seorim. Rather, they are independently hekdesh and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they are included. The Gemara asks why they're not independently hekdesh like ordinary land to be redeemed at the rate of 50 shekels per Zerah Chomer Seorim. Rav Ukva Bar Chama explains that the Mishnah refers to Nekayim Molei Maim, ravines filled with water similar to the rocks of the Mishnah, which are unplantable. Still, if they're smaller than 10 tefachim, they are included despite being unplantable because they're referred to as basins and spines of the land and not regarded as independent entities. Regarding a sale, Rav Papa said such ravines are not included in the measurement even if they are not filled with water because Ein Adam Rotze Shi'itim Osa B'Makom Echad. A person does not want to give money for one plot of land, V'yirolo Kishnayim U'Shloshim Makomos, and it should appear to him like two or three plots. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that rocks less than 10 tefachim high are measured together with the sold field. Rav Yitzchak said, Trashim Sha'amru Beis Arba'as Kavim. The rocks they spoke of must be a total area of 4 kavs or less. If the total area is greater than 4 kavim, they're not included in the field's measurement. Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, V'hu Shemuvlayim B'chameshes Kavim. These 4 kavim of rocks are only included when they're distributed within an area of at least 5 kavs. If they are closer together, they're excluded from the field's measurement. Vechir Bar Abba said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, "V'hush muvlein beruba shel sada." They are only included when they are distributed within a majority of the field. In the Mishnah's example of a base core, which is 30 saw, the 4 kabin would have to be spread over an area of 16 saw to be included. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba asked, "Ruban b'meuta umu'atim beruba." If most of the 4 kabin are within a minority of the 16 saw, comprising the field's majority, and a minority of the 4 kabin are within the majority of the 16 saw, what is the halacha? The question is left unresolved. And point number three, the next mission states that if the seller says, "I'm selling you a base core of earth, mida bechevel, measured by a rope, meaning precisely, pichas koshu yinache," if the seller gave him even minimally less than a base core, he must deduct that amount from the price. Hosir koshu yachsir, if he gave him even minimally more than a base core, the buyer must return the excess. If the seller said, hen chaser hen yaser, whether it's less or more than a base core, meaning approximately, then even if he gave the buyer a quarter cub per saw less or more than a base core, meaning 7.5 cub in total, the sale stands as is. If he gave even more, yaser cheshbon, he makes a calculation of the difference and compensates the seller. This compensation is made with maus, money, meaning the buyer must pay for the additional land. But if the seller wants, the buyer must return the excess land to him because the ruling requiring the buyer to purchase it was for the seller's benefit, not to be stuck with a uselessly small field. If the excess was a full 9 kabin, which is useful, the seller must take it back. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Mishnah teaches that a field of hekdesh is redeemed for 50 silver shkalim for each zerah chomer seorim, an area on which a homer of barley may be planted. If there were ravines 10 tefachim deep or stones 10 tefachim high, they're not measured towards a Zerah Chomer Seorim. Rather, they are independently hekdesh and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they are included. The Gemara asks why they're not independently hekdesh like ordinary land to be redeemed at the rate of 50 shekels per Zerah Chomer Seorim. Rav Ukva Bar Chama explains that the Mishnah refers to Nekayim Molei Maim, ravines filled with water similar to the rocks of the Mishnah, which are unplantable. Still, if they're smaller than 10 tefachim, they are included despite being unplantable because they're referred to as basins and spines of the land and not regarded as independent entities. Regarding a sale, Rav Papa said such ravines are not included in the measurement even if they are not filled with water because Ein Adam Rotze Shi'itim Osa B'Makom Echad. A person does not want to give money for one plot of land, V'yirolo Kishnayim U'Shloshim Makomos, and it should appear to him like 2 or 3 plots. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that rocks less than 10 tefachim high are measured together with the sold field. Rav Yitzchak said, Trashim Sha'amru Beis Arba'as Kavim. The rocks they spoke of must be a total area of 4 kavs or less. If the total area is greater than 4 kavim, they're not included in the field's measurement. Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, V'hu Shemuvlayim B'chameshes Kavim. These 4 kavim of rocks are only included when they're distributed within an area of at least 5 kavs. If they are closer together, they're excluded from the field's measurement. V'chi Bar Abba said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, V'hu sh'muvlayim b'ruba shel sadeh, they are only included when they are distributed within a majority of the field. In the Mishnah's example of a base core, which is 30 saw, the four kabin would have to be spread over an area of 16 saw to be included. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba asked, Ruban b'mi'uta u'mu'atim b'ruba, if most of the four kabin are within a minority of the 16 saw, comprising the field's majority, and a minority of the four kabin are within the majority of the 16 saw, what is the halacha? The question is left unresolved. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if the seller says, I'm selling you a base core of earth, mita bechevel, measured by a rope, meaning precisely, pichas koshu yinache, if the seller gave him even minimally less than a base core, he must deduct that amount from the price. Hosir koshu yachsir, if he gave him even minimally more than a base core, the buyer must return the excess. If the seller said, hen chaser hen yaser, whether it's less or more than a base core, meaning approximately, then even if he gave the buyer a quarter cup per saw less or more than a base core, meaning 7.5 cup in total, the sale stands as is. If he gave even more, yaser cheshbon, he makes a calculation of the difference and compensates the seller. This compensation is made with maus, money, meaning the buyer must pay for the additional land. But if the seller wants, the buyer must return the excess land to him because the ruling requiring the buyer to purchase it was for the seller's benefit, not to be stuck with a uselessly small field. If the excess was a full 9 kabin, which is useful, the seller must take it back. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Gimel, and our standard Siman is Yerushalmi Kugel. So here goes. The Yerushalmi took noodles from kugels that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, and from some rock hard kugels that were less than 10 fucking high, which were counted as long as they were less than 4 kav, to use as a ruler to be sure the field he bought was exactly the size of a base core. Once again, slow motion. The Yerushalmi took noodles from kugels, Yerushalmi, that must move around Daf Kuf Gimel, Yerushalmi Kugel. The Yerushalmi took noodles from kugels that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that a field of Hekdesh is redeemed for 50 silver shekelim for each zero chomer seorim, area on which a chomer of barley may be planted. If there were ravines 10 fucking deep or stones 10 fucking high, they are not measured towards a zero chomer seorim, rather, they are independently Hekdesh and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they are included. So the Yerushalmi took noodles from kugels that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, and from some rock hard kugels that were less than 10 fucking high, which were counted as long as they were less than 4 kav. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that rocks less than 10 fucking high are measured together with a sold field. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Trashim Sha'amru Beis Arbas Kavim, the rocks they spoke of must be a total area of 4 kavs or less. If the total area is greater than 4 kavim, they're not included in the field's measurement. Ravuk Bar Bachama said, V'ushim Uvloim Bachamishas Kabin, these 4 kabin of rocks are only included when they are distributed within an area of at least 5 kavs. If they are closer together, they are excluded from the field's measurement. So the Yerushalmi took noodles from kugels that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, and from some rock hard kugels that were less than 10 fucking high, which were counted as long as they were less than 4 kav, to use as a rule to be sure the field he bought was exactly the size of a base core. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the seller says, I'm selling you a base core of earth, mita bechevel, measured by a rope, meaning precisely, pichas koshu yinache, if the seller gave him even minimally less than a base core, he must deduct that amount from the price. Hosir koshu yachsir, if he gave even minimally more than a base core, the buyer must return the excess. So once again, the Yerushalmi took noodles from kugels that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, and from some rock hard kugels that were less than 10 fucking high, which were counted as long as they were less than 4 kav, to use as a ruler to be sure the field he bought was exactly the size of a base core. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Tzadi Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. The cheetah, that must be on Daf Tzadi Tes. The cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kodashim exhibit, demonstrating how the Arun and Kruvim didn't take up space, which reminds of Rabbi Levi quoted a tradition, Makom Arun Kruvim Eino Min Amida, the space of the Arun and Kruvim is not part of the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim because they miraculously took up no space. So the cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kodoshim exhibit demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, broke free and raced past a large mod of the Kruvim facing each other, which reminds us we have a Malkos regarding which direction did Shlomo's Kruvim face. So the cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kodoshim exhibit demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, broke free and raced past a large mod of the Kruvim facing each other, and down a public path the former owner of the field could not repossess when he tried to take it back after giving them. Another which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misha Aisedere Harabim Ober Sotoch Sadehu. If one had a public path crossing his field, and he took it back and gave them another on this side, Masha Nasan Nasan, what he gave, meaning he cannot take back the new path, Vishalol Hagiu, and the original path he took as his does not become his. Rather, the public has both. Dav Kuf, so the Simmer Dav Kuf is a monkey, so here goes. The monkey trainer, monkey, that must be on Dav Kuf, Kof. The monkey trainer went ape when, despite the public retaining the rights to the original path through his monkey enclosure, he couldn't take back the new path that he gave them through the vineyard, which reminds us, the previous duff explained why field's owner cannot reclaim the public's old path by giving them another one. The Gemara then asks why the public keeps the new path and explains that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if the public chose a path through themselves in someone's field, Masha Baru, Baru, what they chose and it becomes theirs. In this Mishnah, where he gave them the new path, mistakenly thinking he would retrieve the old path, certainly they would keep it. The Gemara objects that the public cannot simply seize a path through someone's field and reviewed a quote of Rav explaining the case, where the public lost a path in that field and the public took a path to replace theirs. So the monkey trainer went ape when, despite the public retaining the rights of the original path through his monkey enclosure, he couldn't take back the new path that he gave them through the vineyard, which they acquired by walking on it, which reminds us Rebbe Eliezer had taught that if the public chose a path in someone's property, their choice is effective. So Gemara asks, Rabbi B'mai Kanalei, how does a public acquire the path? It answers, Behiluch, by walking on it. As Rebbe Eliezer says in a brisa, Halach ba'l'archa l'rachba, if one walks across the length and width of a property, he acquires the area he wants. But the Chachamim say, Ein hiluch moyel klum ad sheyachzik. Walking is not effective to acquire land until he makes a kinyan chazaka. So the monkey trainer went ape when, despite the public retaining the rights of the original path through his monkey enclosure, he couldn't take back the new path that he gave them through the vineyard, which they acquired by walking on it, to a levaya where the aveilim were sitting and standing seven times in the cemetery, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, in pochasim meshiva mamados umoshavos lemeis, we do not do fewer than seven standings and sittings for a person who died, where the people would pause to sit and comfort the mourners or bemoan the loss and then stand and continue. This was done at least seven times, corresponding to the seven mentions of futility in the pasuk, hevel havaim amar kohelis, hevel havaim hakol havel. Daf kufalf, so the simmer daf kufalf is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. The bird caller calling caw, caw, bird caller calling caw, caw. That must mean we're in Duff Kuf Aleph. The bird caller calling caw, caw, who heard an echo coming from a burial cave, which was four amos by six, and had kuchin on the sides, and the far wall, which reminds us, the next mission discusses the standard dimensions of a burial chamber, and the number of kuchin and ma'aros. So the bird caller calling caw, caw, who heard an echo coming from a burial cave, which was four amos by six and had kuchin on the sides and the far wall, finally found the birds hiding in two additional kuchin, which were on the corners of the far wall, which reminds Gemara discussing the location of Rabbi Shimon's kuchin to the right and left of the entrance. So the bird caller calling, caw, caw, who heard an echo coming from a burial cave, which was four amos by six, and had kuchin on the sides and the far wall, finally found the birds hiding in two additional kuchin, which were on the corners of the far wall, which were dug a little lower than the kuchin next to them to keep the wall strong, which reminds the Gemara discusses being mamik the kuchin so they do not touch each other. Daf Kuf Beis, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Beis is a cave, so here goes. The cave explorer, cave, that must be one Daf Kuf Beis. The cave explorer who didn't move the three bodies buried in the Shechunas Kvaros cave, which reminds us, a mission states that if one discovers one or two corpses buried normally, indicating Jewish burial, the bodies may be moved along with the surrounding earth. Because they're buried alone, they may have been buried there temporarily and may be moved. If he found three bodies, if there is space between them 4 to 8 amos, harzo Shechunas Kvaros, this is presumed as a burial ground and the bodies may not be moved. So the cave explorer, who didn't move the three bodies buried in the Shchunas Kvaros cave, found four bodies densely packed together near an overplanted vineyard, which reminds us, in a brace that the Tanakhama says, Matsan Rasufim, if he found bodies buried close together with fewer than four amas between them, they can be moved and are not considered a Shchunas Kvaros. Rabbi Shimon holds, Roinas Emsaim Ke'ila Einan. We view the middle ones as if they're not there, and the remaining bodies can combine to form a Shchunas Kvaros. The Gemara has said both opinions seem to contradict themselves regarding a vineyard planted with less than four amas between the rows, and explains the difference. So the cave explorer, who didn't move the three bodies buried in the Shchunas Kvaros cave, found four bodies densely packed together near an overplanted vineyard that he intended to move and bury next to the rocks 10 tefachim high that were not measured into his purchase of a base core of land, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins that if a seller says, base core afar nimochilach, I'm selling you a base core of earth, which is land large enough to plant a core of barley, which is 75,000 square amos, hayusham nekhaim amukim or sarat fachim, if there were ravines 10 tefachim deep in the field, or slime gvoin yud tefachim, or rocks 10 tefachim high there, they're not measured with it, and the seller must give additional land to complete the base core. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which duff do we have Ben Sira's list of practices that are worse than brand? For example, a guest who invites another guest. That's on duff. Tzadiches. Good. Number 2. Which duff do we discuss ravines which can be planted regarding hektish and sales? That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we discuss when discovered buried corpses constitute a Shchunas Kvaros? That's on duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 4. Which duff do you discuss the standard dimensions of a burial chamber and the number of kuchin emaros? That's on duff. Kuf Av. Good. Number 5. Which duff do you discuss further limitations for measuring rocks with the land? For example, 4 kabin. That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which duff do you learn why one cannot repossess his path from the public when he gave them another path? That's on duff. Study test. Good. Number 7. Which duff do you learn about ravines and rocks in a sold base core afar of land? That's on duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 8. Which duff do you discuss what the din is if a buyer received less or more than the base core afar he purchased when the field was measured precisely? That's on duff. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which duff do you learn the Arn and Kruvim did not take up physical space? That's on duff. Study test. Good. Number 10. Which duff do you discuss digging the kuchin at a greater depth so they don't touch each other? That's on duff. Kuf Hav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.